Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
Hey, I'm Sean Sharif.
And I'm RJ Chubb. And we're the voices behind Sean and RJ, the show DFW wakes up to.
Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, Stars, if it's happening in DFW sports or nationally, we're all over it.
Real talk, no filter, inside info, lots of laughs mixed in.
Whales for guests, and we're bringing the opinions and energy every single morning.
Follow and listen to Sean and RJ on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New episodes drop every weekday, and as we say on the show,
yeah, brains are added.
Welcome into another post-game episode of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and for the fifth straight game, the Stars pick up a point but fall to the Lightning in Tampa 2-1 in overtime. We truly thank you for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. We are proudly presented by the on-time experts, and we'll get into this in just a second. We also are going to get to your tweets, and of course, we have a ton of information on the game to tell you, as well as our segment that we like to call Spittin' Facts. Okay, so let's first get into the on-time experts. And you know, in fact, as I do this podcast, I'm wearing a winter cap because the weather is changing. And it's a reminder to call the on-time experts. This morning when I was walking the dogs, my two hockey dogs, temperature read 49. And Rico and Kelpie, my dogs, were like, whoa, are we really going for a walk? And I'm like, yeah, we are. But when we came back into the house, temperature perfect. Why? Because I was smart and I did that $59 special and I optimized my HVAC system. So is your system ready to go? That's the question. Is it optimized to its full capacity? And I love the specials tab. So many discounted deals on theontimeexperts.com. They also have a really cool contest that I saw tonight. They are actually searching. So if you're one of them, this is a fun contest with a great prize. They're searching for the oldest, hardest working furnace in DFW. So if you think yours takes the crown, you can go on theontimeexperts.com and enter your oldest furnace giveaway. It's your chance to win a brand new heating system complete with professional installation, by the on-time expert. So go check the date on that HVAC unit, and who knows, you might get a brand new unit. And remember, same-day service guaranteed. If your system isn't working properly, if you have a bad clog in your sink or toilet, if you have a leaky pipe, it'll be fixed that same day. You don't have to turn the water off in your house and then wait 4 days or get a hotel room because it's too cold in your house. Same day service guaranteed. How is that? That makes you feel good. And here's the deal. The on-time experts, they've been in DFW for a long time. They aren't looking for a quick buck. This is not one of those fly-by-night services. It's not one of those services where the salesman's around the corner and said, oh, you know, we happen to have a salesman around the corner, and the tech calls a salesperson. The salesperson comes in and sells you. You're not going to get that. You are going to get a qualified technician who's not going to sell you. He's going to tell you the truth. In fact, I can speak on this in because when they came to my house, I did have a part that they told me that eventually is going to go bad. But they said, it's not ready. It's in compliance right now, Gavin, but you need to know if this happens. We've taken pictures and we've checked on it, so we'll know exactly what happens when it goes. Do you know there's other services that would have said, you need this? And I would have said, well, of course I do. And I could have changed it at that time. They gave me the option, but I said, no, I'm good right now. And they said, absolutely. Well, when you're ready, we will take care of it for you. And that's how the on-time experts roll. So they also support local hockey and DFW, proud supporter here, and also keeping you comfortable all season long as an official HVA sponsor of your Dallas Stars. It's theontimeexperts.com. Okay. In Tampa, in Florida, two games, Tampa tonight and then Florida on Saturday. And although they were on the trip, the Stars were without Matt Duchene and Oscar Beck. Rupe Hintz didn't make the trip. Nils Lundqvist and Jamie Benn still out. So the Stars, once again, rather than rolling with the normal 12-6, roll with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. So I think we can all agree when you watch this game tonight, Jake Oettinger stole you a point. Stole you a point against Colorado. Stole you 2 points against Colorado, actually. Stole you a point tonight. 938 save percentage for the game. How this team went into the second period scoreless was absolutely amazing thanks to Oettinger. He looked so good. And let's talk about the two goals allowed. Power play goal by Hagel that went off of Miro Heiskanen's stick, and then in overtime, which we all know. Listen, we cannot criticize in overtime. It's 3-on-3, wide open. Of course there's going to be a breakaway. Unfortunately, it happened to be Anthony Cirelli who had the breakaway, and he scored on it. Oettinger, even on that, barely missed saving. Terrific breakaway move by Cirelli. So disappointing finish, but you know what? Getting a point in Tampa against a team that might win their division, a team that is healthier than you are right now, on the road, that to me is truly impressive. Stick tap to Adam Ernie for scoring his first goal in 2 years. That was such a big goal. The Stars just lacked offensive generation all night long. They were so limited in their chances. In fact, they, at one point, per Robert Tiffin, they had one shot in 19 minutes of play. That is nearly a period with one shot, 21 shots total. And you look at that and you're like, all right. But 10 of those were in the third period, one in overtime. The Stars only had 10 shots on Vasilevsky through two periods. And forget about like putting a body in front of Vasilevsky. You couldn't do that. In fact, you had no mobility in the middle. Everything for the Stars basically was happening from the outside. Even when they were on a power play, it was tough to get on the inside. And to me, that was one of the difference makers. Stick tap to Tampa. They did a really, really good job pushing everything the Stars had to the outside. Defensively, I thought the Stars worked really hard. Tampa had their chances. Great play by Lyubushkin. I think that's the second straight game that Lyubushkin's played well, in my opinion. He held the game scoreless. Blocked a wide open net getting his stick on the Tampa Bay stick, and that prevented the puck from going in. Also, penalty kill, big time coming into form. Sure, they got a fluky goal on the power play, and that's why if you're Hagel, you put shots on net. I thought the Stars did a really good job limiting Kucherov and crew on a couple of those power plays. They only had a few shots. So it wasn't like Tampa, who has so much talent on that power play, was chance after chance. I thought the Stars did a really nice job clearing the puck. And yes, so Tampa gets one power play goal, but I don't really chalk that up to like, oh my goodness. I chalked that up to fluky. Miro tried to block the pass, and there was a guy in front of the net, and unfortunately, it deflects off the stick. It is absolutely amazing how many goals go in today's NHL, whether it's deflecting off a stick, deflecting off a skate. I mean, why wouldn't you put the puck on net if you're a forward in these situations? It's like a pinball machine in front of the net in today's NHL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I think, you know, one of the things is I don't want to put the blame on the refs. They didn't lose this game. But I actually thought there were some crucial points that weren't necessarily blatant, like you were like, oh my goodness. But they were key moments. One of the few times that the Stars were putting pressure in front of the net, a massive scramble in front of Vasilevsky, and the multi-Vezina winning goalie clearly didn't have the puck in possession. Stars are poking at it. Referee from behind the net loses track of the puck and blows the play dead. I mean, there wasn't a point where that puck was stopping. That was clearly a noticeable puck. And sometimes I absolutely hate, this is one of those times where it's like, I understand it's back of the net, but if you can't see, that frustrates me because I thought that was a great opportunity for the Stars. They either could have kicked it back and shot on Vasilevsky, but that was one of the rare opportunities and it was blown dead by the referee. Wyatt Johnston called for a tough tripping call right after the 5-on-3. And it's tough because he was tripped first, which caused him to lunge and trip Brandon Hagel. If you want to call double tripping and even it up, I'm good with that because Wyatt Johnston clearly did trip Hagel. But the trip on Johnston is what caused the trip on Hagel. And that first call was missed. I don't know how that was missed. And then in overtime, Vasilevsky, he covers the puck, but they don't whistle it dead. And so he releases the puck, and it ends up being a break for Tampa. But that could have been a face-off in the Tampa defensive end. What would have happened if the Stars gained possession there? I just couldn't believe it's one thing, like if you take it and you cover and then your hand goes in motion, but he held on to it for a split second and there were Stars around him. It wasn't like, you know, but the linesman gave him a little bit more room there. And that frustrates me in overtime. I think you needed to call it closer, but the game came down to the 5-on-3. And, you know, like I said, even on that 5-on-3, the Stars couldn't get, you know, anything really on the inside, any big opportunities. I thought Miro was fine. I thought Harley was good. I mean, overall, for what they had on the ice, I think they were fine. Somehow this team has to figure out ways to generate offense. We need more from Jason Robertson. Mikko Rantanen is playing really well. I love Sam Steele. And probably at this point, Sam Steele, I guess, is your one of your best options on your top two lines. But, you know, he plays a good two-way game. But right now, it's mostly defensively and on the penalty kill. The other night, he made some massive plays defensively. But you need to score goals. I mean, you've scored two goals in two games. That's not going to win you a lot of games in the NHL. Glenn Gullison talks about three being the magic number. That's three per game he wants this team to have. Well, getting two in two games is a little bit different. So, all in all, though, you can't be upset with a point on the road against Tampa. So stick tap to this team. I mean, points in five straight games with the injuries that they've had, they are hanging on and they are trying their best and they're doing what they can in the physical department and defensively trying to tighten up so that they can walk away with a point or two. And that says a lot about this. I mean, easily they could mail it in right now with the players that they have out. So we can't sit here and blame, like, why aren't they scoring more? Why aren't they doing this? I mean, your top two centers are out right now. So you are so weak up the middle with Hintz and Duchesne out. And we don't know how long they're going to be out. Only thing that I'm going to say that's really tough, but kudos to ownership and Jim Nill, because every year they try to sign as many players as possible and go right up against the cap. But man, I kind of would like to see them pull off a trade right now. If, in fact, Duchesne and Hintz are not coming back, but they just don't have the cap flexibility. And, you know, that's tough. You just can't jump on this team right now. So we'll get to your tweets in just a couple of seconds, but it's time now for Spittin' Facts. And we all know that Tyler Seguin skated in his 1,000th game tonight. And we all know that Tyler Seguin's a different player now. So we probably forget that Seguin is one of three players in the NHL, along with Nicholas Backstrom and Sidney Crosby, to tally at least 70 points in six straight seasons. Consistently was one of the better forwards for a long time in the NHL. Love Tyler Seguin's two-way game and how he's adapted to play more of a defensive role at times. So all celebrations and stick taps to Tyler Seguin on a wonderful career. And although he won a cup with Boston, and some people for some reason still relate him to the Bruins, to me, Seguin will always be known as a Dallas Star. And here's why. 203 regular season games with Boston, but 797 with Dallas, only 20% of his career with the Bruins, 80% with the Stars. That, to me, is the biggest sign that Tyler Seguin will go down as a Dallas Star. So the third point I wanted to bring up about this milestone is the trade, because it's interesting that it's the 1,000th game. And we all know the Stars got the better end of this Seguin trade. But what's interesting is here we are tonight celebrating his 1,000th game. But 1,000th game has meaning with two other players in this trade. Louis Erickson, longtime Stars player, very popular. He also hit the 1,000 mark in his career with 1,050 games. The other crucial part of this trade that went to Boston was a young prospect who was up with the Stars named Riley Smith, cup winner with Vegas. He's just 71 games away from 1,000. He could reach it as early as next year if he stays healthy and stays in the league. So pretty interesting that although Tyler Seguin clearly has had the better career, that two other players in that trade, most likely, I know one is Louis Erickson's already there and retired, but the other one, Riley Smith, will likely get to 1,000 games. There was also another 1,000 milestone tonight as the Lightning celebrated Nikita Kucherov's 1,000th career point. There was a special pregame ceremony with his beautiful family. He joined Steven Stamkos as the second player in Tampa to hit 1,000 points. The interesting thing about Kucherov is we know about him, but we always talk about MacKinnon, McDavid, Eichel, maybe Makar. We don't really talk about Nikita Kucherov in these circles as far as the elite of the elite in the NHL. And he really is. Kucherov is the third fastest active NHL player to register 1,000 points. The two others, Connor McDavid and Sid the Kid Crosby. If that doesn't tell you how good Kucherov is, I don't know what else can. All right, let's go to your tweets. You guys had a lot of feedback tonight. Andrew Buck says, we look like we're missing 230 goal scorers. Well, we were. Stars need to get healthy and soon. Well, yeah, that would be really nice. Witness at Purdy83. That goal review should have been inconclusive, in my opinion. What happened to the net cam or the crossbar cam? The only thing I'll say is I think Toronto has an angle that they don't necessarily show on television. And I will do some further investigating. In fact, Sean Shapiro will join us tomorrow for our Friday 30-minute podcast, which is always so informative. And I'm going to try to remember to ask him about that if Toronto has a different camera, because I don't necessarily disagree with you, my friend. How could you see that that puck was all the way over? Because I didn't see it. Maybe they have a zoom in technology, but I thought it was questionable. And the call on the ice was no goal. So it had to be 100% conclusive. So great tweet by you, Witness. Sports by K Twiz all day. Tampa did a good job. They needed to force the issue, I think. Oh, well, glad we got a point. Yeah. Point in Tampa. I would take that with a completely healthy team with how Tampa's playing this year. They started off slow and now they're kind of on a heater. Dopey, why can't we pepper the goalie? I feel like we miss opportunities looking for perfection. You know, right now, Tampa tonight did a good job keeping the boys to the outside, and you cannot shoot from the outside and win again on Andre Vasilevsky, especially when you don't have a body in front of the net. You look at the one lone goal by Adam Ernie. And you could tell that Vasilevsky could not see that puck on that tip. That's what you need to do. It takes a lot of effort to get in front of the net, and the Stars struggled to do that. I'm not blaming them personally. It's just the fact of the matter is they did not have a consistent body in front of Vasilevsky. All right.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Let's see. This was interesting. Tovash, longtime Tolo, thank you so much for listening. He adds, thought on that last goal, Jake could have gotten that left pad down sooner. Shout out to Bischel. Mans went all out. That was hilarious. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what. Sometimes when Liam Bischel goes up against the boards, I feel bad for those players. Man, he just ragdolls them. And he's doing it legally, which is so awesome. So Tovash thought that Jake possibly could have saved that Cirelli breakaway. And Lasilla 35 says, yeah, and if Jake Ottinger can do that, then I can come back and play in the Olympics for Finland. For those that don't know, Lasilla was a goaltender drafted by Nashville and played a very long career for Finland. In fact, played for Team Finland. Both of these comments show how unrealistic this is. Tovash replies, damn dude, breathe. Just looked like he could have gotten to the damn puck. Gavin asked for feedback and questions. That's what he got. Listen, let's play nice. We're all Spits and Suds fans here. But thanks to both of you for your feedback. All right. Why Joe number 53 is elite. Hard to complain about 8 out of 10 points with this lineup. Zuboff would have been angry smoking in the shower after this one. Yeah, probably. Man, it would have been nice to have him in the ice. Had the game in a platter and couldn't cash in. You know what? I just felt as though they were behind all, even though it was 0-0. At no point did I think the Stars were going to win this game. I'm going to be real honest. I was hoping they were going to. When it was 1-on-1, I was genuinely excited. When they got the 5-on-3, I'm like, let's go. But I just thought to myself throughout the night, just get me a point. And they did. So, you know, I'm lowering my expectations right now, to be honest with you guys. I expect players like Jason Robertson to perform. I expect players like Mikko Rantanen, Wyatt Johnston to perform. By the way, where was Maverick Bork tonight? Did not see much from Maverick Bork. Did not see much from Colin Blackwell. Just opportunities were limited. All right. Spamuel Green, my man, Sam Green, man, crazy barn down here in Tampa. That's right. You went. That's awesome. I have told on Spits and Suds before, one of the best road trips to take is the Star swing through Florida. You're guaranteed two games. It is extremely rare that the Stars would play one game in Florida, fly out, and then fly back. So the travel secretary is for the NHL. The scheduling person is very kind to the Stars. So you're either going to get Florida and then Tampa, but almost certainly it's always Tampa and then Florida. So the cool thing about that is you start in Tampa. Tampa's a great city, great restaurants. And then you go to this barn, okay? Tampa, no, they're not an original six, but you would not know it by going into this arena because they have an organ player and they treat this thing amazing. The fans are on top of the action. They love their Lightning. Outside, you have bands playing, you have tents, you have so much activity going on. Tampa, awesome city. And then on top of that, if you want to go the next day or you want to spend another day in Tampa, I don't blame you. But on your drive down, you get to drive through the Florida Everglades and you can stop and you can look at the get out on the bridge and hopefully there's no gators around or whatever else is in the Everglades. But it is absolutely breathtaking. and an amazing sight to go through the Florida Everglades. And you should check the schedule, because check the schedule of one of my favorite team names in the ECHL, the Florida Everblades. And I've done that one year where I got the triple header, where I got Tampa, and then I got to see an ECHL team, and then I drove through the Florida Everglades, and I saw Florida against Dallas. That was awesome. So I'm so glad you're down there. It's a terrific road trip for a Stars fan. And honestly, between Tampa and Florida, I think it's only 3.5-4 hours, because where Florida plays is up. So it's not Miami. It's even above Fort Lauderdale. Okay, so he said, honestly, we were outplayed. To come away with a point is a win on its own. Huge stick tap to Otter. See y'all at the Panthers next. Yeah, good to see so many Stars fans in attendance as well. All right, Matto says, Ottinger was literally the only reason this game wasn't 5-0 in the first period. Yeah, he was absolutely amazing. All right, Sports by K-Twiz, another one. I'd like your thoughts, Gavin, on the Stars' struggle on the 5-on-3 power play. I mean, they couldn't get to the inside. That's something really have to work on. I don't think they really got to the inside too much on Washington as well. But that, to me, is the key. When you don't have that up-to-the-middle talent, when you don't have the gold scorers, you have to create your offense. You have to get dirty. And how do you do that? You have to go into the dirty area. So hopefully they can do that on Saturday. But it's going to be a tough test. Despite the injuries, Florida, still one of the best teams in the NHL. Paul Maurice, one of the best coaches in the NHL, just like you went up against John Cooper tonight. So not going to be easy. If I could walk away with a point in Florida and come back with 2 points on this road trip and face Edmonton next, I am good with that. Chris, at Masker of Ants, I feel like they just aren't aggressive enough. Always looking for that perfect passing play instead of taking shots and trying to get rebounds. I don't disagree with you, Chris, but I will counter with this. And John Cooper actually said it. Tampa was getting too fancy with the passing tonight. Tampa should have put more shots on net. When do they take a shot? Ernie scores way too passive, in my opinion. Always appreciate your feedback. Christopher DeHardy, a point's a point. Got to take what you can and get. Absolutely. Husky says, I know Dallas is injured, but why are they struggling to score? 21, 53, 55, and 96 are healthy, but why no goals? Not to mention that their OT play has been awful so far. Gifting golden odd man rushes, clean breaks consistently to the opposition. Otter truly deserves better than this. Ottinger's save percentage and goals against, by the way, has been lowered to his career average. That's what kind of heater he's on right now. So he's about to go below his career average. And, you know, great value on that contract when we're looking at it right now. But, you know, like I said, Husky, they need to go back to the basics. And you're right. Robertson, Johnston, Harley, Rantanen, Haskinen, I think, has been more aggressive offensively. So I think Miro's trying. But they got to put the puck in the net. You're absolutely right. Stone Dog 146 observation, Otter's best game of the year, in my opinion.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but I think that this game is in the running with the Colorado game. Remember how many flash glove saves he made in that Colorado game, including one in overtime. Question, why did we seem to give up the offensive zone so easily in OT? Almost looked like we were trying to get to the shootout instead of actually pressing the score. I'll say this, Stone Dog, thank you so much for your question. It's a flip of the coin. It's 3-on-3. It's extremely tough. So all you can do is back up. You have to give the other team the offensive zone. And the key is you got to hope they make a mistake. You cannot be overly aggressive. If you are, they're going to send someone on a breakaway. I mean, just look at that one steal in the Tampa, and it was by Hagel. Look at that steal, which resulted in a Cirelli breakaway. That's how loose they are in overtime with 3-on-3. So I don't think they were playing to overtime or the shootout. I just think it's that loose. All right. Matto at Texas Hockey 99. This team is very frustrating to watch at times. Long stretches without a shot on goal. Yes. If it weren't for Otter in the goalpost, this game would have been a blowout in the list on the first. So I have this philosophy about the goalpost. And teams have hit a lot of posts this year. To me, if your goalie is positioned correctly, they use those posts to the advantage. Does that make sense? In that Ottinger's positioning has been so good. So what if it hits the post? If it goes in, it goes in. And yeah, I guess technically he missed it. But when you're that good and teams are hitting the post, that also means that they are trying to pick places because they can't get it past you in regular situations. That means their shot percentage goes down because their window of opportunity goes down. Does that make sense? And I think that's what's happening against Jake Ottinger right now because teams know what kind of heater he is on. Kyle Bear was excited. Adam is playing really good hockey, meaning Adam Ernie. It's a great story. Out all of last year, fighting to make this Dallas Stars roster. Granted, injuries happened, but it's a really good story. So I'm happy for the NHL veteran that he's doing what he's doing. Okay, we have a lot of Spits and Studs shows coming up. We'll finish October with Sean Shapiro. That is tomorrow, so we'll release that tomorrow. And then we'll be back on Saturday night with another post game, and we start November. And then on Monday, we have the greatness of Mike Hyka joining us. So it's going to be a busy week. Tuesday, we have Edmonton. But you know what? That's what we're doing. We're pumping out content, and hopefully you're enjoying it. If you are, please feel free to go on Apple and give us a review. and tell us what you like about Spits and Suds, and hopefully you will give us a 5-star review. We will be appreciative of that. Also, support the on-time experts. We appreciate that because they support Spits and Suds. For producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle. Until our next podcast in just a few hours, have a great day, everyone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come!
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.